Good afternoon. I'm Hong Yanjin from Cornell University. And first of all, I want to recognize Janice Seith and Johannes Nemon as they are in my committee and have given me very valuable. I want to recognize Janice Seith and Johannes Nemon as they are in my on my committee, and they have given very valuable guidance on this work. This is what I'm going to talk about today. It's part of my PhD work on the localization and quantification of soil exoenzyme activity in response to amending soil with biochar. Recent studies have shown that biochar has very unique properties, such as it's strong at jobbing ability and its resistance to microbial degradation and its high recalcitrant carbon content. Adding biochar to agriculture soil is believed to influence various aspects of agricultural productivity and ecosystem stability, as it is listed here from the various aspects. But except those studies is about how does the soil exoenzyme respond to biochar soil amendment, and how does the interaction between the exoenzyme and biochar in turn influence the nutrients availability and the gas emission, are those questions that that have received very little study. Now let's take a close look at the microenvironment around biochar. The porous structure of the biochar has been well studied to be highly reactive. There's reason to believe that the biochar has high affinity to enzyme, either enzyme or substrates, or even the products. So therefore, our first hypothesis is there are enzymes binding to biochar. And follow the first hypothesis, we propose our second hypothesis is that whether this binding of enzyme on biochar either increase or decrease the activity of soil exoenzymes. Our third hypothesis is whether the effect of biochar on enzyme activity differs among different exoenzyme classes. To solve the above puzzle questions, we set our objectives to localize the position of active exoenzymes, alkaline phosphatase and beta-D-glucuronidase in biochar-amended soil slurries, to study the kinetics of fluorophore formation in both biochar and non-biochar-amended soils, to determine the Michaelis-Menten kinetics of the soil beta-D-glucosidase and beta-cellulobiosidase, alkaline phosphatase, and aminopeptidase. Our biochar field experiment was established at Cornell Musgrave Farm in May 2007 by Johannes Lehmann's laboratory, and the corn store biochar was incorporated into the soil at a ranging rate of 1 to 12 and 30 tons per hectare, denoted as control, low, medium, and high treatments. The corn was planted at a density of 32,000 seeds per acre. The ammonia nitrate was applied at 0.13 tons per hectare to each plot, and the soil samples were taken from the biochar field experiment in October 2009, and all the soil samples were zipped up and shipped on ice and analyzed after 48 hours before analysis. To image the location of exoenzymes, the presence of beta-D-glucuronidase and alkaline phosphatase involved in carbon and phosphorus cycling were localized using the enzyme labeled fluorescence technique, which the principles relies on, where the ELF is conjugated with the specific substrates to form the ELF substrate, which is water soluble and has very weak fluorescence. Then upon the enzymatic split, it'll form the ELF alcohol precipitate right at the site of the enzyme reaction, which has very high fluorescence signal. Then we would localize the location of the exoenzymes and obtain the character patterns of the ELF alcohol precipitate under the fluorescence microscope. In the ELF imaging results, the bright dots in ABCD pictures indicate the fluorescence of ELF alcohol precipitates in biochar amended soils. We clearly observed the activity of alkaline phosphatase and beta-D-glucuronidase activity in biochar amended soil slurries, particularly on biochar particles. And amazingly, we also found, as shown in picture C, we obtained the image referring to fungal hyphae colonizing the biochar with the bright field of phosphatase activity sites, as shown in picture C. For the exoenzyme activity assay, we adopted the fluorimetric method using the MUF and AMC, two kinds of artificial fluorescence molecules. The substrates include these four, and they were conjugated with the fluorophores by specific bonding. When the fluorophores were conjugated with the substrates, they are fluorescently inactive, and the fluorescent signal can only be seen after the enzymatic splitting. And the more the enzyme activities are, the stronger signal will be detected. This is a detailed procedure for exoenzyme activity assay. Because the fluorimetric enzyme assay involves the procedure of extracting and purifying the fluorophores out of the soil, so the recovery rate became a big concern, especially in biochar amended soil, where we believe it holds strong adsorption effect. Therefore, we introduced a correction method, which is based on the fluorophore adsorption kinetics and the fluorophore equilibrium adsorption isosomes. We first determined the time course for the absorption of these two fluorophores to each biochar treatment, and then we added series concentrations of fluorophores to each biochar treatment and determine the equilibrium concentration of fluorophores in solution. After that, with the known initial added fluorophores and the detected fluorophore concentration in the equilibrium solution, we would fit the data into these two widely used adsorption model, Friedlich and Lemier models, to find a better fit. Once the correlation between the total added fluorophore and the fluorophore detectable in the equilibrium solution are determined, for any given detectable fluorophore concentration in the equilibrium, we could estimate the total so that the enzymatic hydrolyzed fluorophores can be corrected. And then for the real part of activity assay, we set up the incubation experiment by incubating a series of serious concentrations of substrate analogs and incubate them for varied time intervals to determine the optimal incubation time for different enzyme activities with different significance. And then in the end, the fluorophores in the equilibrium substrate will be fluorometrically determined and corrected using the correction method we described above. And then the Michaelis-Menten kinetics model will be used to determine the maximum hydrolysis velocity for each enzyme. What we found for the adsorption and kinetics of MUF fluorophores is that the adsorption started to reach its saturation after 1 hour of incubation. And after this time interval, there were about 54% of the initial added MUF had disappeared from the dissolved phase in biochar amended soil slurry. And in contrast, the number was only 32% in CT and low biochar treatment soil slurries, which clearly showed that there was strong adsorption effect of fluorophores on biochar amended soils, and also further confirmed the necessity to correct the enzymatic hydrolyzed fluorophores in the equilibrium solution. For the equilibrium adsorption isosomes of fluorophores MUF, for each treatment, MUF were added at 7 different concentrations. And then after the incubation, the fluorophore concentration in the equilibrium solution were fluorometrically determined and corrected by the Friedlin-Crankovic model. It showed clearly that there's strong adsorption of MUF in the higher rates of biochar amended soil. Then when the data were fed to the adsorption models, we found for both fluorophores, they followed Friedlin-Crankovic model better than Langmuir model, as in Friedlin-Crankovic model, it has higher R square value and reasonable low SSE. So we determined to use Friedlin-Crankovic model to correct the data. And for the outcome of Michaelis-Menten kinetics, we found that in higher biochar amended soil slurries, we found the increased alkaline phosphatase activity, decreased beta D glucuronidase, and beta D cellulobiosidase activity, but increased leucine aminopeptidase, which indicate that the biochar soil amendment can increase the use of carbon and nitrogen relative to the carbon and the phosphor relative to carbon mineralization. To conclude, we localize the presence of active alkaline phosphatase and beta D glucuronidase in biochar amended soil slurries, particularly on biochar particles. We found that strong absorption of fluorophores on biochar amended soils, and we overcome this limitation by adopting the equilibrium adsorption isosomes model for fluorophores. We detected higher activities of aminopeptidase and phosphatase, but lower activities of beta D glucuronidase and beta D cellulobiosidase in biochar amended soils, which indicate that phosphor and nitrogen use is increased relative to carbon mineralization. we also conclude that the high adsorption capacity of biochar for substrates or other molecules and the decreased activity of carbon mineralization enzymes likely contribute to the observed long-term preservation of labile carbon in soils such as terra preta soils of Brazil. We believe that the soil exoenzyme activities is a useful indicator for the changes of microbial metabolic potential in response to biochar soil amendment. And I'd like to close my presentation by acknowledging the research grants from the Crop and Soil Department, Cornell University, and the BEB small grant from Cornell. And also, we are grateful to the Cornell Life Science Core Laboratories for the technical support. And my special appreciation to James Booth for his guidance, his expertise guidance on the data analysis, also to the crew of Genesis Laboratory. Thank you for your attention, and I'm happy to take questions.
Again, in the interest of time, I think I want to limit this to one question while we transition. Question? Okay. Thank you.